You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio para sa Melodrama Random Melbourne. Nagbabalik si Matthew Victor Pastor. Magandang araw, Matthew.
Hello.
At si Selena Ewan. Magandang araw.
Hi.
Salamat sa panahon ninyo.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Melodrama Random Melbourne. Adelaide Film Festival this October, kung di ako nagkakamali. Anong feeling?
Yeah, it feels really great to finally be bringing this Filipino-Australian feature film back to Australia and actually have it play in Australia at a great film festival, the Adelaide Film Festival.
So this is life about Filipino Australians in Melbourne.
Yes, it's a film. You know, as a creative team, me and Selena, been working tirelessly on making, I guess, to some extent, Filipino Australian films, but obviously opening it to the wider Asian Australian theme of identity. And part of our culture or third culture, as we discussed last time, yeah. It's, I feel, a part of our discussion and journey to be telling these stories from our point of view as we grow up here as this mix of cultures.
Selena, Hi. You grew up in Queensland.
Mackay. Yeah, Queensland.
Your mom is Filipina.
Yes.
And your dad is Chinese.
Yes.
But you were born here in Australia.
Born here in Australia.
So you are in the Philippines, what we call a Chinoy.
Yeah, I learned that recently when I went back. So
you went back for Sinag Manila or?
No, not for Sinag Manila. I was actually there on another project working in the arts as well. And it was just so lovely. My mom's batch year was obviously around and some of her best friends from that year took me around and took me in while I was over there. Yeah.
So you experienced Filipino hospitality at its finest.
At its finest. And honestly, there was such a sense of coming home, even though I had never made it my home, obviously growing up in Australia. But just being welcomed, the food, even the energy in the air.
So you co-wrote.
Co-wrote.
This film with Matthew, who directed it. And you're also a feature artist, the star of the film, if I'm not mistaken. One of the leads?
Yes, one of the leads in an ensemble cast of many talented Asian Australians. A lot of your voices appeared in the film.
It's a film about Filipino Australians and Australian Asians in Melbourne. So people would say, maybe this came about as an inspiration from the Crazy Rich Asian, but I do know that you've been working on this ages before the Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, this film actually has been, we actually started shooting it in 2014, didn't we?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, we filmed 90% of it in 2017 for the 2018 release, but because with films, it can be so hard to just get them off the ground and, you know, the ambition of making a feature on a low budget is always something that I think it's a crazy insanity to try and do it. So it took a while, but, you know, Crazy Rich Asians, that is like it's been such a interesting journey to see Asians in the mainstream, not just, you know, from a box office point of view, but such an amazing, you know, a narrative and film. How that ties into my work is, it's interesting because I would describe my film work as crazy, low socioeconomic, crazy, insane, sad, depressed Asians to some extent.
But so it's a crazy, rich, with friends Asians.
Yeah, yes.
That rich in experience.
Rich in experience. depressing life experience.
But that's what makes you rich, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And on the topic of how it's inherently like, you know, Asian Australian, because all the cast is mostly, like 90% are Asian Australians, some Filipino, some, you know, Vietnamese, Chinese Australians. But I think that there's an overlap in experiences that Asians that live in Australia go through, regardless of which part of Asia we're from. We share a similar kinship, I feel.
We do know that Matthew grew up in a Philippine-Australian family background.
Yes.
Where did you draw your inspiration from co-writing this film? Were you exposed to the Filipino community growing up?
Not much, actually. What I knew of our Filipino community was either traveling to the Philippines or anything that I just learnt specifically from my mother. But we actually, how Matt and I started working together, we realised that we had a similar upbringing and a similar feeling about learning, you know, learning to be an Asian Australian. And it's... like you said, I think everyone from a different Asian culture who has to grow up in a Western culture finds this kind of struggle to go down this path where they're trying to make two worlds meet in a Western society.
And how did you discover your Filipino side, or what did you discover about your being Filipina in doing this film?
Well, the things I knew that we were very compassionate, but we also have a very spicy side.
Work on my feelings.
Yeah, the sense of betrayal is strong, I feel. So, and that's something that we really explored in our characters of the journey that they go through. And then, you know, something obviously happens to them to make their alliances or make their views switch very suddenly.
We're very... how do you say that? Yeah. No, it's not.
Fiery? No. What is that?
Resilient.
Resilient, that's it. Yeah. Yes. That's the word, resilient.
Yeah.
But our parents, learnt a lot from our parents' generation, but we also grew up in the digital age where I think this film really goes into the identity politics, gender, race, and it all kind of comes together. And I really think, actually, to be honest, Selena's main contribution was in the third segment, Melbourne, because it switches to more of a female voice and an Asian female voice in particular for the third segment, which kind of makes the narrative flip on its head. The first two segments are kind of very toxic masculinity,
kind of heavy.
Yeah. So it's, I think, narratively, that's something that I feel should be explored, like Asian-centric female characters in the West.
Because generally these roles before Crazy Rich Asians, weren't really written for us, which is sort of how we got started, because we're more than just a two-dimensional, stereotypical character. But that's a lot of the briefs that I was receiving as an actor was just these two kind of dimensional basic characters as a side character. And as people, we're so complex. We're so much more than that.
In the movie, you see the Asian side of us bringing the Western and making it sort of, well, creating an identity that's a blend of the Western and the Asian side. Do we see that in Melodrama around Melbourne?
We see a rage in it. There's definitely a element of the identity coming through. But when your characters are, you know, a product of their environment, there's a sense of, I feel, somewhat rage in there.
Yeah, rage and retribution. Mm. And we also do see...
Why the anger?
Well, you know, remember we filmed that last scene with the... I can't reveal it. But it ends in... Oh, man. There's some violence, you know, as But...
But why? Because there's this... Why did you explore that side? Because generally, people see us Asians as... submissive, accepting, and welcoming, and very adaptable to change.
You sort of hit the nail on the head there. Was just exploring us as real human characters and showing that when we're more complex than that submissive stereotype. And like with anything, you know, things, if you put enough under pressure, it will crack. Yes. And it does end with that explosion. I can't go into too much detail because spoiler alert, but it is warranted, very much warranted.
So this is the kind of film that us Asians or us Filipinos should see.
If you have an open mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would watch it for the karaoke.
Oh, yes. It's got pop punk songs about heartbreak and very emo.
So that in
emo.
Itself, yeah. I think, is a crowd drawer.
Yeah, yeah. definitely. I think I'm a little bit more cynical about my own work than I should be, because I do feel to some extent like, I think there's a lot of people that feel similarly, but because that we don't see it enough in media, I'm always a little bit kind of withdrawn about openly saying, yes, it's, people are going to love this. And maybe they will. They probably will love it.
It's a lot of singing. And it won Best Sound, if I'm not mistaken.
Original score.
Mm. At the Sinag Maynila Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard crowd to please.
Yeah.
Filipinos.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, my mum is a very good testament to that, who I love dearly.
What did she say about this, your karaoke songs?
Oh, she... I think we've discussed this before in past interviews, but she likes the songs. The films that I make, maybe they're too emotionally charged
for her. But the songs would you say, because the writer or the musician who created this is also Asian, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So it's an all Asian
team, yeah.
Production.
Yeah, Fergus Cronkite is his name, and his real name is Andrew Tran. And I've known him since I was 11. We went to Nazareth College together back in the day.
And so, yeah, it's so interesting how the story unfolds.
Yeah.
Where do you think films made by Asians or inspired by, you know, your experiences beheading after Crazy Rich Asians? Because there's a part two of that film, and a lot of people are already, you know, looking forward to seeing that. Would you think this is like, it's going to pave the way for Asians in the mainstream as well?
I just think that obviously, singularly, everybody already had gone on their own journey and built their following, like you said. But what's so big about Crazy Rich Asians is that everybody came together and everybody showcased as a very strong ensemble. Yeah, and I think that's what's impacted the Western society or the Western media.
And we're very rich.
If only that was everybody's
lives. One of the richest people in the world are Asians.
Yeah, well, in my case, no, I'm not rich. I'm a crazy artist.
But there are a lot of rich Asians.
Yes, for sure.
That, you know.
For sure, yeah.
Are very powerful too. And I think that in itself is something that the Western world needed to see.
Well, the opening scene is just perfect.
Yeah,
you know.
So good.
Because it happens.
And that like, I don't think, yeah, I just was like really happy to see that scene. Like, it made me feel like I smiled inside. Yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that like you as well when you go out and, you know, promote your films, and do you get that reaction as well from non-Asians?
Well, Selena.
Have you ever?
I would say previous to this year, it's been hard. Yeah, people do judge a book by its cover. That's just the way the world works. But I think everyone's making a greater effort to appreciate everybody's work and not just kind of disregard it just because it's not through Western ideas.
Melodrama Random Melbourne at the Adelaide Film Festival. Congratulations. This coming
October 14th, it screens at Adelaide Film Festival.
And this is the first of a string of good news
from
you and your team, correct?
Yep.
More to come.
More to come. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much, Matthew Victor Pastor and Selena Ewan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.